Welcome back to Texans 360. We're outside of NRG Stadium here on the practice field. The players won't be hitting the field for another month or so, but right now the Texans coaches have been hard at work, and Drew Doherty had a chance to catch up with tight ends coach John Perry recently.
All right, Coach, 1 year on the job, even a year and change, actually. What was the biggest thing you learned? This is your first stint in the NFL, but you've been coaching for a while now.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing I learned this year is that football is football, and guys who play football have a great amount of intensity, and they want to learn and get better every day. And it doesn't matter, you know, what level you're coaching. These guys want to get better every day, and we got to give them new ways to do that. So, you know, you come into it thinking it's something, and I think at the end of the day, it's really coaching's coaching.
Yeah, you say coaching's coaching, and a lot of that is being a good teacher. And O'Brien has talked many, many times about the importance of that, of having a staff of teachers. How does that play into what you do, and what do you think about when he says stuff like that?
I think that's really important to be a good teacher. You know, both my parents were teachers, and that's the kind of background I come from. And I listen every day to Coach O'Brien and what he's teaching to the guys. And you learn new techniques from him on how to, you know, convey your message. You know, I sit there intently in those team meetings trying to learn how he's conveying his message and try to see if I can implement some of those tools into my message in my meeting room and on the field or what have you. But yeah, I mean, you got to make sure that the message is clear and concise, and that's how we approach it every day, and being a good teacher is a critical part of it.
And with regards to the tight ends group, what's the goal 2015 as opposed to what you were working on last year at this time?
The big thing is now that they've been a year in the system, and you know, that was hard on everyone to try to really learn the system, and that you could see how the improvement was coming week after week and everything like that. So I think the big thing now is really refining the tools that we've given them and really trying to break those things down into the smaller parts, and instead of always looking at the big picture, you know, now we can really bring it down to the micro part of the whole project. So that'll be exciting here going into OTAs and all of that. I think that'll be really exciting for me.
Your fourth tight end was J.J. Watt. He only caught three passes, but they're all touchdowns. So you clearly taught him perfectly, didn't you?
Well, working with him, you know, we had to really get things going. But, no, it was fun working with him, and you know, he's just such a great athlete. Yeah. It was so easy to do those things with him, and he made it fun, you know, because he really takes his craft seriously. Even that, you know, you're taking 3 minutes a week to go over something, and he really wanted to know it in and out. You learn from his approach to everything. He did not have a different approach to that than he has to anything else he does. And it was good to see that side of him as well.
Hey, changing gears, you were a heck of a college athlete. You played football and basketball. Tell us about the athlete that you were, you know, back in your college days.
I was a lot smaller then. I tell my wife all the time, I don't measure my life now in years. It's in pounds. But I don't know how accomplished I was, but I enjoyed athletics. I've always been a part of it. I'm, you know, one of seven children, and, you know, rolling a ball out into the yard was always the thing. So, you know, that's just what I've always knew, and, you know, my approach as a coach and as a player was always the same. Just, you know, put everything I have into it, and, hopefully you get the results that you want. But at the end of the day, you know, even if you don't get the results that you want, you know you gave it everything you had. And that was my approach as a player, and it's my approach now as a coach, you know, professionally.
Yeah, and, you know, you've got an interesting background. Not everybody knows it, but you've known Bill O'Brien for quite some time, haven't you?
I have. You know, Bill and I met when we were 9 years old.
Wow.
So, we go back a long way, and we know a lot about each other. And, you know, it's been funny because our paths have disconnected and reconnected at different points along the way, which has been exciting. So I'm just glad to be with him now. So
when you're 9 years old, did you ever think, man, we're both going to be coaches someday and pretty high-profile coaches with pretty storied careers, you know, down the line? I'm guessing that's not something that goes through a nine-year-old's brain. But, you know, did you ever have that inkling that you guys might wind up doing what you're doing now?
You know, I think our approaches, you know, throughout our lives were, you know, such that we knew we'd probably get into this. You know, yeah. I grew up, my father was a coach, so I grew up in the front seat of a school bus pretty much after school every day, just watching him coach and do those things. So, you know, I probably had a good idea of that. And my friendship with Bill was such that, you know, I knew his approach to athletics as a player, and then as we got older and we talked through college and stayed in touch and everything like that, you know, you kind of knew that both of us would be going in this direction. And, you know, that's why it was really exciting that our paths crossed early in our coaching careers and then now having the opportunity to cross paths again. So.
Good stuff from Coach Perry. Coming up later on in this show, we'll hear from Derek Newton and one of the Houston Texans cheerleaders. But next, Houston Texans quarterback Ryan Mallett.